We'll continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us are President and CEO Ron Peterson, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. And Ron, as always, we'll let you start with those latest statewide numbers.
Hey, thank you, Brad. Good morning. As of yesterday, we went up 784 cases. And if you think about it, from since last week when we were on the radio, we're up over 5,000 cases. So we're up to a total of 45,381 cases. There's about 6,891 on a statewide level that are active. So 6,891 active cases. Of those active cases, 526, which is a high, are hospitalized. That's up 13 from the day before, and 101 are on ventilators. Now, if you look at statewide, there's still 179 ICU beds. They're still available. There's still 708 ventilators available, and there's still 422 negative pressure rooms available. So I think we still have capacity, but obviously we don't want to use that capacity. So, unfortunately, we're up to 490 deaths now in Arkansas. That's up 15 from the previous day. And the good news is there's about 38,000 individuals that have recovered. In Baxter County, if you look at the top counties, Brad, in the state, as far as increases, it's Pulaski, Sebastian, Mississippi, Washington, and Benton. At least as of yesterday, those were the top counties as far as increases. Baxter looks pretty good overall at the moment with the total cases of 64, 14 active cases, and we've had 50 individuals that have recovered. If you kind of look in our area, Marion County has a total cases of 24 with 6 active. Fulton County, 29, 4 active. Stone County, 59, 18 active. If you kind of want to know the hot spots of the area, I'd say kind of the hot spots are Boone County with 184 total cases and 77 active cases, and probably Independence County with 413 total cases and 223 active cases right now. As a system, Brad, we've tested over 3,000 people now. We're up to 3,380. And just the ones that we've tested, I'm off of the Arkansas Department of Health website page. I'm onto what we've tested. We've tested 3,380, and we've found 28 positive cases. That's since the beginning, since about mid-March. And we have had 3 inpatients. We currently do not have any. And we've had 7 employees, and we currently have 1 active employee.
Okay. Well, Stephanie, last week you guys reported that you had a patient in the ICU. Can you update us on that?
Yep, we had 1 patient last week, and we actually did get a second patient in the ICU since last week. And as Ron just mentioned, we currently have no inpatients. And so what that means is that both patients have much improved and have been sent home. So that's great news.
That is. What about additional employees? Have any additional employees tested positive for COVID-19?
We have had 1 additional employee test positive, and all precautions and protocols have been followed. And I'm proud to say that all of our previous employees that have tested positive have since recovered and been returned back to work. I also want to mention that last week the governor, on one of his conference calls, he did give an update that they are no longer requiring a COVID test prior to elective surgeries. However, as long as our testing allows, we are still planning on continuing to do those testings prior to elective surgery.
Okay. And of course, a lot of parents, Stephanie, are preparing to send their kids back to school soon. Do you have any pointers you can share with, how to help keep those kids safe?
Yeah, parents just need to continue to educate their kids on those same precautions that, we keep preaching every week. But we need to make sure that we try to ingrain that in the kids, and so that it becomes part of the culture and that they know exactly what to do. And, of course, that's wearing that mask, social distancing, washing their hands, disinfecting those surfaces, making sure that they avoid touching their face, which that's hard. That's a hard one even for adults. So making sure that we work with our kids now so that they're prepared when they go back to school. And something else to keep in mind is, if there are cases in the schools, then they could likely bring that back to home and give that potentially to parents or grandparents. And so we need to make sure that we are following those precautions even at home and continuing to do those diligently.
Is there anything that families need to do after their kids get home from school each day?
Disinfecting, hand hygiene, those kinds of things that we continue to do, just making sure that we're diligent with those practices all the time are the biggest things that we can keep an eye out for. I also want to mention, too, that I don't know if anyone's noticed, but Clorox wipes and disinfectant products are really hard to find right now. So you may want to start trying to prepare and get on top of that and trying to get that in stock. And something I've actually done with my kids, because Clorox wipes are hard to find, is you can buy baby wipes. And you can let those baby wipes dry and get you a travel container and actually get you some disinfectant and pour that onto the dry baby wipes. And then you've got kind of a homemade product there that you can use in place of Clorox wipes. Something else, though, to keep in mind is whatever disinfectant that you buy, pay attention on the back to the manufacturer's instructions on how long you need to keep that surface wet. Some disinfectants, you may need to keep that surface wet for 10 minutes before it kills what it says it's going to kill on that bottle. There may be some that will do that kill in 4 minutes. So really pay attention to that. And, of course, the shorter kill time that you can get, the better.
Very good information. Tobias, is the COVID-19 hotline still open if people have questions or concerns about the virus?
Yes, Brad, absolutely. The hotline is still open, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And just so everybody has that number, it is 870-508-7001. And that's for questions and concerns that the folks may have about COVID. I'll give you some examples. We've had people call and even say that, hey, my dog is acting a little funny. Is it possible that my dog may have COVID? I mean, that's some of the questions that we get. Everything from that to, mom has a sinus infection. Should I be worried? Should she get COVID tested? So, you know, if we don't know the answer, we try to point them in the right direction. But it's a great resource for anybody that has questions or concerns about COVID. And, again, that's open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
And once again, what's that number?
870-508-7001.
Okay. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
You know, Brad, obviously with the numbers that we talked about, COVID is all around us, so we all want to be careful. As a hospital, we've definitely put measures in place to decrease the risk and exposure. We have precautions and protocols. We definitely, as we talked about, there are exposures out there, but we make our environment as safe as possible, and we want to make it as safe as patients. I still get some complaints about, you know, why don't you allow visitors? And again, we're trying to limit the number of people in here that that come in to, again, make the environment as safe as possible. We have school starting, so we just encourage everybody, in a couple weeks, I should say, school starting, but so we just encourage everybody to continue to safe practices, wear a mask, and continue your social distancing.
Very good. Guys, thank you for the great information and the time this morning.
Hey, thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
All right. Ron Peterson, Stephanie Free, and Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.